The Burt Show.
I have finally come out of the ADHD closet, and when I've told my friends, they're like, duh.
It's one of those where, like, you say something, and the last thing you want to hear is, like, we knew.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. So if you haven't been following along, I've sort of known this for the last 30-something years and have never really done anything about it because I've thought these jumbled-up thoughts and the quickness that I have on the show is always sort of a benefit to me when it comes to my career. So I've sort of sacrificed off the air they're painful days. If you go through, if you're having ADHD, and again, I haven't even been diagnosed with it yet. That's going to be stage one, but I already know how it's going to come out. The way I try to explain it to people, it's like there's a maze of thoughts that is constantly going through your head. There is no such thing as sitting in peace. There is no such thing as sitting down and watching a show, because when you do, you're already thinking about doing the next thing or the thing that you should be doing, and then you get up to go do it. But before you go do that one thing, you're distracted by four other things that caught your eye, and then by the time you get to that last thing, you forgot what you were going to do.
Right? Wow.
And it happens over and over and over again. And I'm exhausted, man. It's, you know, and looking back at it, when I've really embraced it, a lot of stuff really is starting to make sense. And I think a doctor is only going to confirm it. The fact that I can't read books, that I have to read the same paragraph over and over and over again until I fall asleep. The fact that I run my truck into my garage twice when the top was off of it, right? Because I got sidetracked and I was thinking about other things and I ripped the soft top off of my truck. It's funny, but it's also, I think, might have to do with it.
You did it
three times. Yeah.
You did it three times.
See that? Your memory goes. Do we have to round up?
There was no rounding.
So anybody that deals with it, I think, understands it. I do have a healthy dose of skepticism, though. You know how I feel about the pharmaceutical industry, right? That in a lot of cases, I think sometimes drugs are prescribed or doctors are telling you you got one thing, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to drugs like that. And then I did a Google search and I'm like, how many adults have been diagnosed with ADHD recently? And it was 15.5 million people since 2023.
Wow.
That number seems so staggering to me. And then when I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they came from the same generation as I did, where there was no such thing as ADD. There was no such thing as ADHD. It was, damn it, Bert, focus. Why can't you focus? So you beat yourself up for not focusing. And then maybe they're at the same place I am all these years later and realize it's not a focus problem. It's an ADHD thing. Or because I have a healthy dose of skepticism when it comes to the medical industry, our doctor saying, hey, yeah, you know what? You definitely have ADHD. Get on these drugs.
Yeah, there's actually a really big growing subset of women, who adult women in their late 30s and early 40s, who are being diagnosed with ADHD because women present differently with the symptoms as children. So I think what's happened is there's more of an acceptance of ADHD. There's not as much as a stigma around it as there was like when I was a kid even. And so I don't know if people are just randomly saying like, oh, you have ADHD, so much as people are saying, hey, I've like exactly like you, I've got a problem. Can somebody please help me with it? And then they're like, oh, actually you have ADHD. My theory is it's a lot more common than we think it is.
I get curious for myself because I do too much reading when I can about the pharmaceutical industry and how easy it is to diagnose and just heal it with a pill. And that's exactly what I don't want to do.
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that we are recognizing that there are more, you know, ADD, ADHD cases out there.
You know, ADD is not even a thing. It's just, it's ADHD.
ADHD. Yeah. So ADHD is a thing. And then I also think that we as a country are over-medicated. So I think those two things can coexist.
All right. So based on all the DMs that you guys have sent me, and thank you so much. It's been like this outpouring of support from those of you that go through the same pain and and have it licked.
And we're proud of you for focusing enough to send the DM.
That's right. Some of them, it is funny. Some of them are so long. I'm like, come on, you got ADHD. You really think I'm going to read this whole thing? Like, come on, it should be two lines long.
We in the same camp.
All right, so the first thing I'm going to do is I reached out to my former therapist, who is now my son's therapist, who can't work two people in the same home, but she can refer me to a psychiatrist, which she has done, and I really trust her. So that's going to be the first thing, is getting it official that, oh yeah, bro, you've got this bad. Second thing is I'm already scheduling an appointment with a friend of mine's Chinese medicine specialist dealing with herbs and acupuncture. And she has two kids that has dealt with ADHD, went to this dude, and holistically, she really believes cured their ADHD. All right. Oh, wow. So she said to me, just believe and go with what he tells you, and maybe it'll have the same effect. That to me sounds wonderful. I believe in Chinese medicine. I believe in Eastern herbs and the way that they've been doing things for thousands and thousands of years. And the effect on the body is so different than meds. That would be ideal for me. If that doesn't help, then I do have some books that you guys have sent me also. And some of you have been just so awesome. Let me read this for you too, because a lot of you hit me up and said, I think I have the same thing. And this piece of advice was great. Diagnosed with ADHD for 23 years, but I have known since first grade I was different. I've tried supplements for ADHD. They didn't work for me. I'm on meds, and I suggest you decide to try meds. Consider, before you try to try meds, consider getting genetic testing through Genesight. This will tell your provider what class of drugs will work for you and what doesn't. The frustrating part before genetic testing is trying and failing on all these meds. Mm-hmm. The first time I tried medicine, I started singing "It's a Whole New World" from The Lion King. I hope you have the same success. And then others were telling me about how Adderall's affected them in positive ways and negative ways. So there are a lot of different ways to go, and a lot of people are suffering from it, but it is I understand that this is a mountain that I have to climb, but at this point, it's so painful to go to from one room to the other and get distracted so many times, or forgetful, or run my car into a garage three times. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
I'm willing to try it all. It's The Burt Show. The Burt Show.